Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
I'm transferring Elonda Crenshaw.
Okay, go ahead and send Ms. Crenshaw over.
Thank you.
Hello,
Hello.
Elonda.
Can you hear me?
Yep, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hi, my name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line.
Okay.
The phone number I have for you is 816-349-5161. Is this correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's my cell phone.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Debo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
I'm sorry.
Do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. And what was the date of diagnosis?
December 13, 2011.
2011. Okay, thank you. And what is your date of birth?
3276.
Okay. Is that March 2nd, 1976?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know anyone else who was affected by the Depo Provera shot?
I know, I'll just be, no, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Well, I'm sorry, say it again. You
Did
remove
you
yourself then.
use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic?
I was using the injected Depo Provera shot.
Thank you. Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, it was almost over 8 years. Yes, ma'am, I
Oh,
did.
okay. And did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
No, ma'am.
You did not use Depo Provera between those years?
Yes, ma'am. I was thinking, I'm sorry. I'll be getting my dates. Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
You're correct.
let me ask the question one more time.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
Yes, ma'am. It was
Okay.
in between July 03 through October 11, 2011. So, yes.
July of 2003 to October of 2011.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for
I start
that.
receiving them in 2000, July of 03, and I start receiving them October 2011.
Okay, thank you. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, I am a female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled ELANDA, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your last name spelled CRENSHAW.
Yes.
Thank you. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
Yes, ma'am. It is 486-807-722.
Okay, thank you. So I have 486-807-722.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have an email address here for you as your first name, last name, one@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what
yes,
is a,
ma'am.
What is a good mailing address for you?
5840 Euclid Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri, 64130.
Sorry, what? So it's 584.
58, yeah. 5840 Euclid, Euclid, KCMO, 64130.
64130, thank you. And then is there a building number, apartment number, or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And it's 5840, right? Euclid Ave?
Yes.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. And was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, yourself, or medical staff?
Yes, it was administered by, she was by a doctor.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor?
Yes, her name was Christine M. Fulham Filenwinder. She's a nurse practitioner.
Okay. And where does she practice out of?
Kansas City, Missouri.
City of, okay. Let's see. How do I spell her last name?
Fulinwider.
Okay. Thank you. Christine W. Fulinwider.
Fulinwider.
Okay, thank you. Yep, I see her right here. And how many times were you injected with Depo Provera? Approximately.
I was injected about 32 to 33 times. What are you looking for, Marie?
Okay.
What are you looking for?
And what was the name of the facility where you saw Dr. Christina Fulinwider?
And it was a 4x8. I'm sorry, ma'am. One second, my grandson is. Yes, it was St. Luke's Health. I'm sorry, he's trying to find clothes. Yes, ma'am. It was St. Luke's Health System. I'm sorry.
St.
And,
Luke's.
And the address is 901 East 104th Street, Kansas City, Missouri, 64131.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and was Dr. Christina Marie Fulinwider the prescribing doctor as well? Was she the one who prescribed Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and what was the name of the pharmacy where you picked up the Depo Provera?
It was from the same
from
St.
Luke's.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
CT scan.
Thank you. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
You said what was the name of what, ma'am?
What was the
name,
of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Arthur B. Jeannie. He was a neurosurgeon.
Okay. Thank you. And where? What did he practice out of?
I'm sorry. Then could you repeat that, please?
Where did you see Dr. Jenny? Where did Dr. Arthur Jenny practice out of?
The same, St. Lucia.
Okay. And was it Dr. Arthur B. Jenny Jr.? Do you recall if it was junior or senior?
I don't know if he's a senior.
Senior, okay. And so it was Dr. Arthur B. Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And before your diagnosis of the meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
Cancer?
Yeah. Did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, ma'am, never.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I received craniology surgery and radiation therapy.
Okay. I'm so sorry you had to go through all of that.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry that I'm just moving a little, so I'm a little other way. I'm just really not feeling good today.
That's okay. I appreciate your patience and your time. You're doing fine. We're almost done. Was Dr. Arthur B. Jenny the doctor that treated you, or did you see another doctor?
No, yes.
Dr. Jenny was the treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay, and everything was done at St. Luke's Health System on 104th Street?
Yes, ma'am. He gave me the surgery.
Okay, thank you. And were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. When were you hospitalized? Roughly what were the dates? Or what?
Oh, my gosh. It was for about a week, and the dates were, I'm trying to remember the date.
The month and the year are fine.
Okay, it was December the 12th, 2011.
2011, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any copies of your medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes.
Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay. And what is their name?
Yes, my daughter, her name is Adriana Withers, W-I-T-H-U-R-S.
Thank you. And what is a good contact number for her?
816-543-8590.
816-543-8590? Yeah. Thank you. Okay, and I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything down accurately and everything spelled correctly before I send over some documents. So, Alanda, I have your first name spelled E-L-A-N-D-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
I have your last name spelled C-R-E-N-S-H-A-W. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have that. You first started using Depo-Provera July of 2003, and you stopped October of 2011?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then I have your date of birth as 03-02-1976.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain December 13th, 2011.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or if anything is misspelled and needs to be changed. I'm happy to do so. Give me one second while I get the documents populated. And the city is KCMO, right? Of your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, you're going to get a text message shortly. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Torch Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Let me see when you see that pop up on your phone, okay?
Yes, ma'am, it's popped up.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and press that link. And then you might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages. And then do you see a continue button or a start button?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and press the start button and then it'll direct you to your first signature field. You're going to tap that field and you can either press select style or you can draw your signature and then press adopt and sign, okay?
Okay, I did that.
Okay, and then it'll direct you to the next signature field and then once you finish all the signature fields, you should see a fin. Oh, perfect. You're very quick. Thank you. Let me go ahead and open it. I just got that back. Yep, I see your signature right there. You're all good to go. So the next step is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm. They'll be giving you a call to do their case verification and to verify that it is okay to start the process of requesting medical records. Keep an eye.
Ma'am.
Yeah?
Yes, ma'am. I was just asking what is the name of the law firm?
So the name of the law firm, Ben Martin Law Group.
I'm sorry, what was it? I'm sorry.
Ben Martin Law Group.
Ben R. Law Group? Okay,
Ben
I'll just try to keep up.
Ben Martin. Martin?
Oh, Ben Martin.
Yes, and then also Vigna. So they partner together, V-I-G-N-A.
Okay.
If you miss their call, they'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. I'm happy to give you their number just in case that you don't hear from them in 2 weeks. Would you like to write it down?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me know when you're ready. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
Okay, so the phone number is 214-231-9824.
9824. Okay.
So this is for Ben Martin Law Group and Greg Vigna. They'll be representing you. Keep an eye out for their call. Because of the holiday seasons, they probably might not call until the new year. But if you don't hear from them by the second week of January, give them a call yourself, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It was a pleasure speaking to you. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays, okay, Alonda?
Yes, ma'am. Same to you. Thank you. And for reaching out, and you have a wonderful evening and a happy holiday as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.